From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A surge in job creation has pushed the nation's unemployment rate down to its lowest level in 2 years. The Labor Department says 216,000 new jobs were created last month. That's even more than in February. And the jobless rate, which comes from a separate survey of households, edged down to 8.8% in March. Still, many Americans remain out of work, and many of those who are having trouble finding full-time work are taking temporary jobs to help make ends meet. NPR As Tamara Keith introduces us to a Missouri man who recently started a temporary gig.
55-year-old Ray Meyer spent a 30-year career in banking. Then, at the height of the recession, he was laid off and has been struggling to get back to work ever since. So when he was offered a temp job doing data entry, he jumped at the opportunity.
It's a temporary job. I'm thankful to have it, but it's pretty crazy.
Crazy because the shift starts at midnight and it pays just $10 an hour, a big adjustment from his old job as a regional bank manager.
I've been out of work for 2 years and I'm so tickled to work for somebody and to be out of the house.
Though his search continues for a job in banking. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Some members of Congress are criticizing the announcement by top Pentagon brass that U.S. attack aircraft are wrapping up their participation in the air offensive in Libya, with NATO allies set to take up the slack. Republican Senator John McCain told Defense Secretary Robert Gates that change could not come at a worse time.
Your timing is exquisite. At a time when the Gaddafi forces have literally tragically routed the anti-Gaddafi forces, that's when we announce that the United States is abdicating its leadership role.
Another senior figure in Gaddafi's regime, a former foreign minister and UN ambassador, has defected. It is the second such defection in as many days. And NPR's Philip Reeves reports British media are saying an aide to one of Gaddafi's sons has been seen in London, where he's been in talks with officials.
The BBC and several other media outlets say the British authorities have held talks with a senior aide to one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons. Reports say the aide is Mohammed Ismail. They describe him as an envoy of the Libyan government. The British Foreign Office has not confirmed or denied meeting Ismail, who's now reportedly back in Libya. But it says it is in contact with Gaddafi's regime. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says he was talking regularly by telephone with Libya's Foreign Minister, Moussa Koussa, although Koussa this week fled to England. The British say the message in all their contacts with Libyan officials is the same. Gaddafi has to go. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Heavy fighting is raging near the presidential palace in Ivory Coast as forces supporting the man recognized by the UN as the country's newly elected leader try to oust the entrenched incumbent who is refusing to give up power. This is NPR News from Washington. A number of freshman Republican lawmakers in the House are balking at the compromise on budget cuts as outlined by Vice President Joe Biden. He says negotiators from both parties are looking at a plan that would cut $33 billion in spending over the next 6 months. That would be the largest single-year reduction in spending ever. House Speaker John Boehner says, though, there is no agreement yet on a final number.
We control one half of one-third of the government here in Washington. We can't impose our will on another body. We can't impose our will on the Senate. All we can do is to fight for all of the spending cuts that we can get an agreement to, and the spending limitations as well.
The current stopgap spending bill that's keeping the federal government operating expires a week from today. It's been 3 weeks now since the earthquake and tsunami that devastated northern Japan, and the Japanese government is stepping up efforts to find the thousands of people still listed as missing. NPR's Greg Dixon in Tokyo reports the United States is providing help.
The quake and tsunami killed at least 11,000 people here, but more than 16,000 are still missing. It is presumed that many of them were washed out to sea when the tsunami inundated coastal towns and villages. So today the government of Japan started a three-day-long search of the northern coast to as far as 11 miles offshore. About 7,000 U.S. military personnel are helping the Japanese look for the dead. Parts of the coast within 18 miles of the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant will be excluded from the search area because of concerns about radiation. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Tokyo.
A spring snowstorm is causing problems for commuters in parts of the Northeast this morning. Boston getting a few inches of snow and up to 10 inches could fall farther inland in New England. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.